Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. This is the Heart of Love Radio Show. It's good to be here with you guys tonight. I'm going to play a little bit of this song.
Coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area.
Let me go down here.
Heart of Love Radio Show.
Okay, let me fix that up. Start with that. But I hope you guys are doing okay. Tonight I'm going to just play a little something of this song, and I hope it touches your heart.
This song's created for you. Let it be consecrated for you. Take my gift and my plans. Let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul. Want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be. Want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. I know I can come to you, Lord. I know I can come. So I come, Lord, with a humble heart, knowing you here. I know you were here. Every word I pray, take my. Let it be consecrated for you. Take my gift and my plans. Let them be used for you. Is my whole heart and soul. Want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my. Let it be, take my mind, let it be, take my life, let it, take my heart, Lord, let it be, take my life, let it be. Consecrated for you.
Hope you guys enjoyed it. That was Consecrated for You from my project, All Things Are Possible, special edition. I hope you guys are doing well tonight. Those who come out tonight, I really appreciate your support. And love and support those who come through those who come through and support with your prayers and everything. I just want to encourage you that God is so good, you know. And while this season of change and all these different things are happening, I just want to encourage us, to keep God first. I just want to encourage us to keep God first in everything that we do, everything we say, and in everything that we do. Thank you so much, Dr. T. Appreciate you so much. You know, tonight, I'm just going to talk from my heart. It's not going to probably be a long, long time. You know, I will probably say that, you know, there's a lot going on right now, and it is all good. It's really, really all good. And part of everything that we're going through is taking care of ourselves mentally, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. What's going on, Auntie Sheila? Good evening. May God bless you before you go. God bless you. Go before you. That's amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Two important people, Sheila and Aunt Sheila and Dr. T. Now, I appreciate those who do come through in your prayers. Please pray for me. You know, guys, I'm just a little tired tonight, for real. And it's been a long, long day. But I definitely wanted to come through to say hello to you guys. I wanted to come through because God has been so good to me. So right now, I pray, Lord, that you will use this time. I pray, Lord, that you'll use everything that you place within me, and I pray that your people will be touched and encouraged by a message tonight. In Jesus' name, I pray this prayer. Amen. You know, one day, this is Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. In fact, I'm going to read it. I'm going to probably read beyond that. Luke chapter 5, verse 1. One day, Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the net for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." Verse 6, when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. And Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." So they pulled their boats up on shore and left everything and followed him. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Tonight's message, when Jesus calls you. Tonight's message, when Jesus calls you. See, I want you to understand something. Sometimes we're going through things And it's different, like this person called you and that person called you. But when Jesus calls you, when Jesus speaks, is your heart open and willing to hear what God has in store for you in your life? So tonight's message, when Jesus calls you. You know, one thing I got to tell you this. Sometimes it seems like Jesus comes at times where people don't expect him to do what he's going to do. But guess what? Jesus is God in the flesh. And you're not going to come across him and not be changed. You're not going to have an experience with God and not be changed in some way or fashion or form. You know, Luke chapter 5, verse 1 starts out by saying, one day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats. He saw what? Two boats, right? Left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. Generally, when people are washing their nets, amen, Aunt Jashila, generally when fishermen are washing their nets, that's because they've been out. That's because they're trying to clean their nets off so they can probably go home and they didn't catch anything. Or if they did, we don't know that part of the story. But it just says this. Yeah, I guess we do know further down. But he saw two boats left there by fishermen who were washing their nets. Keywords, washing their nets. Fishermen washing their nets. They're pretty much almost done for the day and they're about to leave. And this way he says, he got into one of the boats. The one belonging to Simon. See, let me listen to this. When God comes to you, it is on purpose and intentional. God does not make mistakes. You want to say that? You can say it like that. God does not make mistakes. You know, when he calls you, he's calling you because he's calling you for a reason. You see, he didn't just get into anyone's boat. Yeah, that's right, David. He did not just get, praise God, David. He did not just get into anybody's boat. He got into Simon's boat. You know, later changed to Peter. You know, Simon Peter. He got into his boat and asked him to put out a little from shore. You know, we read these stories, and guys, you know how we can be sometimes. He's probably been on the boat. They've been on the boat trying to catch fish, clean their nets. And here comes this teacher saying and asking, put out a little from shore. Then, not only did he do that, he sat down and taught people from the boat. Remember this, the way the story is set up. What's happening is that the crowd of people were around him. They're crowding around him. He wanted to make sure that he removed himself and also so that everyone could see. He sees two boats. So, you know, sometimes we don't think about this. You just imagine when you're at work and you're like, you know, I haven't had success today at work. I haven't made a commission at all. And I'm about to leave and someone comes at the last minute. But sometimes, guys, you don't know who you're entertaining. Sometimes you don't know if you're entertaining angels. But here it is. Here's the Son of God. Here's God in the flesh. See, what you know, he already knew what's going to happen. But there's no mistake that he got into Simon Peter's boat. It was listen, when God comes to you, just understand that God is not making a mistake when he comes to see about you. When he's knocking on the door of your heart, when he's coming to check on you, coming to see about you, believe you me that God does not make mistakes. It was intentional. He got into Simon's boat, then sat down, and then taught the people from the boat. Yeah, that's right, David. David said, "Divine appointment." That's right, David. Divine appointment. What's going on, coronavirus on Instagram, what's going on? So then he says, when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into deep water and let down the net for a catch. See, I want you to understand something. I want you to understand that Simon, they're probably ready and tired, but yet he allowed them to come into his boat. Remember, he was washing the nets. They were about ready to go home. I like what David said, divine appointment. Ready to go home. And here Jesus is out telling them, go out a little deeper. Go out a little deeper. Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. You see, some of us, would we have responded like Peter did? What would have been going through your mind had someone come to you at the end of your shift and saying, look, I need to use your equipment, then teach, and then say, okay, now I need you to go further out into this water and let down your nets for a catch. Now, I want you to understand that they had been washing their nets. They're probably ready to go home. And this, so just imagine that's happening. I can imagine what some of you guys, I'm not going to say you guys, I can imagine what we might have said in a situation like that, where we thought it's the end of the day, I'm ready to go home, we didn't catch anything. And then listen to this in verse 5, in chapter 5 of Luke, Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But it didn't just end like that. What's going on? What's going on, fam? It did not end just like that. It did not end like that. He said, but because you say so, I will let down the nets. See, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about this. Some of us would have kept it right there. Simon answered, Master, we've been working hard all night and haven't caught anything, but. That preposition, but because you say so, I will let down the nets. First one, God does not make mistakes. He's intentional, he calls you. Is with a purpose. My second point tonight is this. First point, God does not make mistakes. Second point, believe God. Believe Jesus' report. Believe him when he comes to you. Believe. You know, one of the things about it is this, and it's not just about believing, it's about believing and being obedient. It's about believing and being obedient. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. How many of you come when your supervisor or the leader of wherever you work, how do you do when they come to you and they talk to you and they tell you, they give you something that they want you to do? Do you believe them? Do you say okay? Or do you say, I don't feel like doing it right now? Or do you do it? You see, the thing about it is we've got to believe. We've got to believe what we're told. We got to believe what God is telling us. Here Jesus told Simon, put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Now, in his mind, in Peter's mind possibly, not Peter yet, but I was like Simon, in Simon's mind right now, he could be thinking, I've already done this. Do I want to do this again? You know, but he decided to trust God. He decided to trust Jesus. He said, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do this. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. You know, sometimes, guys, when we think that we are answering what Jesus has said to us, what Jesus is saying to us, how the Holy Spirit is leading us and what God has said to us in his word and to our hearts, sometimes we might feel like, you know what, you're giving up something. You might feel like, you know, Lord, I've trusted you in all these different things. I'm a little tired, but I'm going to trust you. I'm a little tired. And isn't that backtracking, Lord? But something happens when we operate in faith and obedience. And we say, you know what, Lord, I'm going to follow you. Lord, I'm going to do what you're calling me to do. It might not make any sense because I've already done this. But because you're saying to me to do this, I'm going to do this because you called me to do this. Something happens when God calls us. Something happens when God calls us and we decide to say, you know what, Lord, I'm going to trust you, even though it might not make any sense. Sometimes God will have you doing things that does not make sense to your natural mind, but spiritually God has something in store for you. God has something in store for you. I'm sending you a hug, auntie. You know, David says this, we have to be obedient even if the outcome is not clear in our eyes. That's when it's time to work our faith. Good word, my brother. Thank you so much, David. Thank you so much for coming through. Thank you. You know, yes, Lord. Hey, Brian. Hey, Kathy. You know, yes, yes, Aunt Shelley. You know, so something happens. So sometimes it does not make sense. Like, Lord, what are you saying to me to do in this season? Lord, I cannot believe you want me to do this. Lord, don't you know I've already done that? Don't you know I've already put my music out? Don't you know I've already written this book? Don't you realize I've already done these things? But God says, be faithful in the least. Be obedient. See, when Jesus calls you, he's not calling you to understand. He's just calling you to trust him. He's calling us to trust him. He's calling us. He's calling you. He's calling me. He's calling us to trust him. If we would only just trust him, we've got to believe. You know, and the thing about this scripture, and I'm saying this to you guys for real, I think that when some of us might not have said it like Simon said, Master, we've worked hard all night, haven't caught anything. Some of us would have been saying some other things. But he said, you know what? But because you say so, I will let down the net. So I want to encourage you. It might sound crazy how God is leading you in this season. It might not make any sense to you in the natural. But I want to encourage you to do what God tells you to do. And as God leads you, as the Holy Spirit leads you, listen to this. It says, when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. Watch what God will do when you act in faith. Watch what God will do when you act in faith. See, something happens when we activate our faith. When we say, Lord, I'm going to trust you. Lord, I'm going to believe you. Lord, I'm going to believe what you're showing me. I'm going to believe what you're telling me. So you're telling me, so I'm going to do it. It might not make sense. But watch what God will do in your life. You know, the biggest thing, guys, is this. Whatever you're going through in your life, whatever point you are in your life, God is able to use you. Even when you feel like, Lord, I'm not winning. Lord, I'm not seeing growth. Lord, I'm seeing a deficit. See, I want you to understand something. They probably thought that they had seen a deficit. They had experienced a deficit because Peter said, we have worked all night. Remember, in their own strength, right? In their own strength, they worked all night in their own strength, laboring, trying to catch some fish, but they could not catch a thing. Was it inconvenient for them at that time when Jesus went to them? Probably so. They had already been out all night. They hadn't caught anything. They were washing their nets, you know, ready to probably go home. And here he is saying, let's go away from the shores. Then teaches everyone. But see, there's also a hidden a blessing when you are obedient to what God tells you to do. And God might be using you to bless someone else. And here it is. They were blessed. Like, hey, you've been a blessing to me. Guess what? I'm going to bless you and watch this. But watch what God will do in your life when you just say yes. You might feel like you've been going through a drought. You might be crying and praying, saying, Lord, I need you to speak to my heart, Lord, because I know you placed this dream, this desire in my heart, Lord. So I'm trusting you and I'm believing you. Or perhaps you might be feeling like, Lord, I'm being a blessing to this person. And I know I'm doing what you called me to do, but I feel like I'm using the last of what I have. There's a song that I used to sing with some of my friends, some sisters of mine, and Just Wait, You'll See. You know, basically that song is basically saying, look, guys, you haven't seen what God's done yet. You know, listen, don't be frustrated. Be obedient. And just trust in God that God will do what he's going to do in your life. But you cannot outgive God. Through your obedience, you cannot outgive and outdo what God can do in your life. Here in this story, they had a deficit. No fish. Up all night. Tired. Simon was like, okay, let him get in the boat. They were obedient. You mean you're going back out there? We're out there all night. He's saying, let's do it. Let's go ahead and do it. But watch what God will do. God will turn around and bless you even more so than you could have ever imagined. God will bless you more than you can ever think. And it says this. Simon answered, Master, we've worked all night, hard all night, haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the net. When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. It began to break, guys. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats full that they began to sink. You see, look how God worked in their lives in this story. See how God worked in their lives. Guess what? God can do the exact same thing for you. So I just want to encourage you to continue to be obedient in the least of these things and watch what God is going to do in your life. Watch the doors that God is going to open, the doors that he will open in your life just because of your obedience. Just because you're saying, yes, Lord, you might be tired. Continue to sow that seed. You might be a little bit weary, but continue to move on. Continue to press on. You might feel like I'm ready to give up. No one's listening to me, but guess what? God is listening to you. Where two or three are gathered in his name, there he will be in the midst. God will meet you where you need to be met. And when you are obedient, God will bless you in the way that God is going to bless you. Even though they were tired, even though they had been out all night, even though they had washed their nets and were ready to go, they were obedient. Let's help this master. Let's help this teacher. And then God's like, I haven't forgotten about you. He told them, throw your nets over into the water. And the question is, how many of us would have really thrown our nets into the water? How many of us would have taken what we had cleaned up, caught ourselves cleaning up, get ready to put away? Get ready to say, you know, we didn't make it this time. We put it away. But yet, he had them use that same thing, that same gift that they had, that net, which was connected to their livelihood. Take it, throw it over. Can you imagine a whole thing of washing the nets, cleaning the nets, just throw the nets back into the water? You know, Auntie Shirley says, I'm so glad our Father allows us to state our case. Yeah. Guess what? He gives us full right, free will to choose. Whether we're going to trust him, whether we're going to believe him, whether we're going to follow him. He gives us free will, free choice. Anisha says, when you're sick and tired, you try anything. Yeah. And that's a good way. Now, remember, they necessarily didn't necessarily, they say how well they knew him, knew Jesus. They recognize that this is a man of God. They recognize that. They recognize that. And sometimes when you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, sometimes you say, look, I'm going to end. I'm going to stop it. But they trusted and they believed. Okay, let's do it. Boom. God did the miracle. You know, God does not make mistakes when he calls you. Second point, believe. Third point, watch what God will do in your life. Listen, God will take care of you. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. God can bless you in a way that does not make sense to anyone. You think this made sense to anyone? Miracle, God doing something supernatural. Was this a day or time that they would catch this amount of fish? But yet, because of their obedience, God used what they had and blessed them. Guess what? God will use what you have, whether it's just a little bit, because a little bit becomes much when you place it in the master's hand. Yeah, you know that song, Ordinary People. I'm telling my age now. God will provide. That's right, fam. What's going on, fam? God will provide. That's right. God will provide. You know, and the thing about it is this, guys. When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. They signaled their partners. They needed help. The blessing was so much, they needed help to help them to even handle this blessing. And not only did they get the help, they filled both of them up. They both began to sink. Watch what God will do in your life. He'll bless you so much you can barely contain it. He'll bless you so much you had to call some people, I need some help. Because this blessing is too much for me. This blessing is too much for me to handle on my own. Listen, God, and God will bless those around you as well. Auntie Sheila says it's like God allowed them to state the circumstances, the situation, so that when the miracle happened, it was without a doubt it was from Jesus. That's right. In this story, they made their cases plain. Look, we've been out all night. We haven't caught anything. They had already been washing their nets. But because you say so. But guys, even regardless of what you're going through right now, sometimes you got to get that. I tell people sometimes you have to say that word, but. You might be feeling some kind of way, but sometimes you have to say, come up with something that's positive. I might be feeling this way, but I'm going to obey you. But I'm going to do what you called me to do. But I'm going to trust you in this situation. This does not make sense to me, but. And when you say but and you say, okay, I'm going to be obedient, I'm going to do it, and you give God the opportunity to do what God wants to do in your life and to bless you and those around you in the way that he wants to bless you, then blessing you brings all glory to him. I like how you said that, Auntie Sheila. You know, I'm going to reread what Auntie Sheila said. She said, it's like God allowed them to state the circumstances, the situation, so that when the miracle happened, it was without a doubt is from Jesus. Without a doubt. The stage was set. Remember, they fished at night, I believe. So here's the daytime. They're not generally out there probably fishing at that time, not that early. They had already been out all night. But yet, they threw it over. When your faith and your action, you ignite your faith. When you ignite your faith, God can ignite that blessing. When you ignite your faith, God can ignite that blessing. Can I get an amen, someone? Can I get an amen, somebody? When you ignite your faith, are you listening? When you ignite your faith, God can ignite his blessing. Have you ever been in a place where you say, Lord, I don't know how I can get to this place, but you're telling me to do this, so I'm going to go. Because I've done it in my life, and I've seen God work in my life. I've seen God make way. Lord, I don't know about this. God said, you don't have to worry about that. Just trust me. Just trust me. See, when God calls you, when Jesus calls you, something happens. There's a blessing. There's a miracle that happens. You might not understand it right then and there, but in time, you might understand it. But either way, it's about trusting. I will trust you, Lord. And it says this in verse 8 of Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, verse 8. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man. For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. See, Jesus' nucleus. See, it was not by coincidence that he got into Simon Peter's boat. But Simon Peter was also working with who? James and John, the sons of Zebedee. They were his partners. See, when Jesus calls you, you recognize who's in front of you, Lord. Please forgive me. Please forgive me for my doubts. Please forgive me, for I'm a sinful man. Please forgive me. There's nothing good in me. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Even if there's a little doubt in me that there's going to be some fish coming out. Now he's saying, please forgive me. Simon Peter's, I can imagine he's probably saying some things like that. Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man. You know, they don't really go into that part a lot. But can you imagine what he's saying? Can you imagine? Because they were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. You know, I can imagine that they did not expect, maybe they did not expect to even receive any fish. But say, we're going to go ahead and do this anyway. Sometimes, guys, when God blesses you, I just want to encourage you, don't be scared. Don't be scared. When God blesses you, don't be scared. Receive it. You might say, Lord, I don't have enough to hold the blessing that you have for me. Guess what? God will not give you too much that you cannot bear. It says, then Jesus said to Simon, don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men. Now, I want you to see the fact that they caught so much fish that the nets could barely hold the fish. But here he is saying to Simon, don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men. From now on, you will catch men. So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. See, I want you to understand something. God blessed them so much. You know how much money they probably left behind with all the fish they had caught? But it says, so they pulled their boats up on shore and left everything and followed him. Isn't that something, guys? Isn't that something? They left it. They left everything and followed him. They left everything. Now, when you go and you look, when you go and you read Matthew's account in Matthew chapter 4, verse 18, it says, as Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. At once they left their net and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. two different accounts give you a little bit more, to give you different versions of the same account. Because how many of you guys know that sometimes you can have, you can look at the same picture, the same situation, you can write it from two totally different angles, right? In Matthew's version, he says, they were talking about Peter and his brother Andrew were casting a net into the lake, but they were fishermen. And Jesus said, you know, come follow me, Jesus said, and I'll make you fishers of men. And at once they left their nets and followed him. You know, so Luke gives a different version of the same story. But the thing about it is this. They recognize they need to leave. They recognize, look, after this blessing, after being touched, after seeing this miracle, yeah, I'm going with them. And they left everything. When Jesus calls you, some of you today, Jesus called you. You might not have a net to throw over the boat, but there might be something that Jesus said, I need you to trust me in this. I need you to do X, Y, and Z. He just wants to see if you are going to be obedient. Are you going to follow him? Are you going to be obedient? Be obedient and do what God has called you to do. You know, when Jesus calls you, listen. At some point, we've got to be willing to say, you know what, I'm going to live this life. And it's about purpose. I want to be about God's will. I want to do what God has called me to do. You see, when Jesus calls you, he's calling you. Your gifts, he will use your gifts. And he will cause you to be a blessing so that people will glorify God for what he's doing in and through your life. So some of you guys called you and God's saying, come on, follow me. Come on, I have something in store for you. Sometimes, you know, it's not about the people to your left or right. Sometimes, you know, when you're doing what God's calling you to do, he will bring the people around you who are supposed to be in your life. But being willing to say, I have decided to follow Jesus. You know him, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me, I believe that is. You know, and if no one join me still, I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Listen, guys. Are you willing today? Behold, Jesus stands at the door of your heart. He's knocking. If you will hear his voice, let him in. Let him in. Let him in. What is your net? What is God giving you? He's telling you just. Don't give up. I want you to go and do this again. But do this because I've told you to do it. And then go ahead and do it and watch what God is going to do in your life. See, it's about being saying, Lord, you know, I'm going to be diligent in the little things, in the least of these things. I'm going to trust you. Here's my gift, Lord. I want to encourage you guys, don't be afraid. Just like you told Simon Peter, don't be afraid. I'm going to make you fishers of men. From now on, you will catch men. From now, you will catch men. So guess what? Whatever God is telling you to do, you must be willing to say, Lord, I'm going to trust you. You must be willing to say, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to believe you. I'm going to do what it is that you're calling me to do, and I'm going to see you move in my life. See, when Jesus calls you, it's not a mistake. And then he ended this by saying, you know, it says that they left everything and followed him. And in Matthew's account, he said, tell them, what? Come follow me. And guess what? They left. So are you willing to follow God? Are you willing to follow Jesus? Are you willing to allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you? Say, yes, Lord. Here are my gifts, Lord. Here's every single gift you've given me, Lord. Please use my gifts for your glory. How many of you guys are willing to say that? How many of you guys are willing to say, here are my gifts? When Jesus calls you, are you going to say yes? And then are you going to follow? Will you go? Hey, I call her cousins, her song, Eureka Wright, I'll Go. Check it out on iTunes, I'll Go. Are you willing to go? Are you willing to do what God has called you to do? And are you willing to say, I will follow you? Though no one join me, still I will follow. No turning back. No turning back. Let us not be afraid. I pray against fear. I pray against fear. I pray against those things that kind of come against our minds and trying to figure out how God is going to do this. And I pray God's peace that surpasses all understanding, that will keep your mind and your heart in perfect peace. I pray for God's peace over our hearts. I pray for God's peace that we will just say, yes, Lord, I might be going through this, but I'm going to trust you. But I'm going to believe you. But I'm going to do what you called me to do. But I'm going to believe you and not what I see. But I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust the process. I'm going to trust you in everything I say and do. You know, guys, I just pray that you guys are blessed tonight. I pray that you're blessed by something said, by something shared tonight. Please share this on your pages. I really, really appreciate you. I really, really do. You know, let's look and see if I have this. Okay, I want you guys to listen to this song. And it's a song from Songs from My Heart, one of my songs, one of my EPs. That full project didn't come out yet. But this is entitled I'll Trust in You. I'll Trust in You. And I'm Reverend Dr. G. Wright. You check this on iTunes, CD Baby, all those places, another online place. I'll Trust in You.
When I think about all you brought me through,
with all my heart, with all my soul.
today. Do you trust in him? Do you trust in him? When Jesus calls you, say yes. Say yes. Say yes. I want to say God bless you guys. I appreciate you guys. And if you want to sow into my ministry, you can cash at me at $ Dr. G Wright, DRGWRIGHT. And I just want to say thank you so much for being a blessing to me, my ministry. Be encouraged tonight when Jesus calls you. And I'm going to encourage you. Say yes. God bless you. Continue keeping your thoughts and prayers. And guys, don't be afraid. Do what God's going to call you to do. what he's called you to do, then just say yes. I want to say God bless you. Have a good night. Be encouraged. And know that God loves you, and so do I. Have a good night, and I'll see you guys Thursday from 9 to 10. God bless you.